Welcome to today's Vrenchgott Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Director of the Union Street Players production of Fiddler on the Roof, Arvin Van Zanti, joins us on today's program to preview the 7 performances that begin this Friday. Well, Arvin, the Union Street Players are bringing a very special production this summer. You've been working at it for a couple months now. Fiddler on the Roof, one of the most classic, iconic musicals, really, in modern times. First of all, discuss why this was selected. Go back to that part, because you were a part of the original production of Union Street Players 17 years ago, right?
That's correct. We did Fiddler in 1998. It was the second major musical that we had done. It was a wonderful show, wonderful audience reaction. And personally, one of my favorite shows. I've done it 3 other times. Well, this will be my fourth time doing Fiddler now. We chose to do it this year because we had a bit of a hole in the summer schedule, and my wife and I sat down and said, you know, why don't we offer to redirect Fiddler so we can do a reprise and do a celebration of a revival of one of our favorite musicals.
And Fiddler on the Roof, for folks who aren't familiar, is set 110 years ago in Russia. And this is one of those where you have to recreate something, go back to a different time period, so to speak. For folks who aren't familiar, first of all, though, what is Fiddler on the Roof? And what's kind of the basic premise?
Fiddler on the Roof is a musical produced in 1964 on Broadway. It's a musical that's based on a series of short stories by Solomon Alleheim, a Yiddish author that wrote in Yiddish. A collection of short stories called Tevye's Daughters. And Tevye is a running character through many of his short stories. Tevye the Dairyman, he's called in the short stories. And these particular stories talk about 3 of his 5 daughters and how they get married. But really what the stories do is they reflect upon the culture of that time, the traditions of that time, Jewish tradition in shtetl, in the shtetl in Russia in 1905. Is largely bounded by tradition, is defined by tradition, and it's constrained by tradition because the young people, of course, want to do something different. And Tevye's challenge is how to maintain his faith and maintain his traditions in the face of 3 daughters who progressively go farther and farther, push harder and harder against those traditions. It's a heartwarming story. It's a story of a family and a culture under pressure, because at this time Russia was purging the Jews, they were having pogroms, they were throwing them out of the country. So the entire culture is under pressure, the family is under pressure, and yet they all find a way to get through it.
And this is a fairly big production, as is your typical musical in the summer, but this is a little bit unique as well. What is the size of the cast and crew and some of the choices you had to make based on the scope of trying to move 2015 back to 1905?
Well, we have 41 members of the cast, probably another 10 to 15 people in the production crew. So let's say we have 55 people involved, and I'm probably cutting some people short by saying that. It's not the largest cast we've ever had, but it's a pretty good-sized cast. And my biggest challenge was I didn't have parts for all the young ladies that wanted to try out. And I appreciate them trying out, but there simply wasn't that many parts available. As it is, we're stage full most of the time. But one of my goals was to make sure that cast members, chorus members, had a chance to have time on stage whenever possible. They had a chance to be a part of the production, be a part of the family, because this is part of building a village as well, building a culture, a family setting here within the production crew and the cast.
And looking now ahead to the shows that are starting on Friday, July 24th, 7 of them that will be currently on the schedule. You look ahead, why should the folks of Pella come out here? I know you're very excited about the show, the cast and crew. We've already had a chance to talk to some of them. They're very excited. But why should folks step on the doors here at the community center?
There's no better way to spend your time than, from my perspective, in a community theater production. It is truly a community effort. It is your friends and your neighbors from throughout the community are part of the production. We have diverse talents, and we have a lot of great talent. The music is already wonderful. The choreography is amazing. We are so many steps ahead of where we were 17 years ago. We can see the growth of the organization. We can see the growth of support within the community for our players and also our audiences. It's an opportunity to see live theater and to be a part of it.
We have ticket purchasing information at kniakrls.com. That concludes today's Vrenchgott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA KRLS.